to Capital Radio. This is Brian Rust welcoming you to another Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz. Happy listening, everyone. A few weeks ago, I promised I'd take up the suggestion from Mr. Stanley Austin and do a tribute to Adrian Rollini. Well, that'll be a real pleasure, for he was one of the most gifted and versatile of all jazz and dance band musicians, who was popular with his colleagues in the business and thus very much in demand for all kinds of work. Adrian Rollini was born in New York City on June 28, 1904, and was a child prodigy as a pianist, for when he was only four, he gave a Chopin recital at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York. By the time he was 14, he'd added the xylophone to his mastered instruments, and at 17 was playing this and piano with the original California Ramblers under the direction of Ed Kirkby. Soon after joining the Ramblers, young Adrian bought a bass sax, taught himself to play it in 2 weeks, and was immediately recognizable as a distinctive voice in the ensembles and solo work on the dozens of records the band made for almost every label. He rarely used a xylophone again, but on this one, made in 1927, he has a long solo in between some typical bass sax work. Just another day wasted away with Ed Kirkby himself singing.
Just another day wasted away, filled with gloom. All day all alone, hoping you would phone, but you never called me. Carpet miles ground, pacing up and down around my room. Just another night, nothing in sight, nothing but grieving. When I go to sleep, memories will creep, making me blue. And when the break of dawn I see, what's it gonna mean to me? Just another day wasted away, waiting for you.
Xylophone and bass sax making the California Ramblers swing in Just Another Day Wasted Away. Examples of his piano solo work are equally rare on records, but on this one by the Four Instrumental Stars, also made in 1927, he has a very nice solo while Joe Venuti, Eddie Lang and Vic Burton also contribute, and Annette Henshaw, then a girl of 16, sings the vocal. I Like What You Like. Thank you.
that you know that I go where you go, that I like you, it's plain to see. We could be happy if you'll say the word. Tell me you want to, now you do, don't you? You will, won't you? Let's have a showdown and give me the lowdown. Why can't you like a girl like me?
Adrian Lalini's own number, I Like What You Like, by the four instrumental stars, Joe Venuti, Eddie Lang, Vic Burton on the tune Chimps, Adrian himself on piano and bass sax, and of course Annette Henshaw. We'll hear some more examples of his versatility in just a moment.
If you'd like to go and see the folks in Jamaica, just go and see the travel agent in the high street. Ask him about Air Jamaica, the only airline that flies non-stop to Jamaica.
I'm in Jamaica feeling good.
She was a beautiful heiress on a luxury honeymoon cruise down the exotic Nile. She had everything to live for, only she didn't. Agatha Christie's Death on the Nile, 12 star suspects, and Hercule Poirot has to face the most daring, deadly case of his career.
This place is beginning to resemble a mortuary.
Agatha Christie's Death on the Nile, now in the West End and selected cinemas throughout London. Certificate A.
Hello again from Mardi Gras. Yet another classic recording made in 1927, featuring Adrian Lalini, is this one by the so-called Goofus Five. Originally, this was literally only five men from the California Ramblers, who were also known as the Little Ramblers, and sometimes the Five Birmingham Babies. But by the time they came to make this one, Lazy Weather, they were eight strong. The Goofus was a curious instrument that looked like a saxophone and sounded like a harmonica. Not a very good one. And this one features quite a long solo by Lalini on the Goofus, as well as his bass sax.
Thank you.
The Goofus Five, all eight of them. Lazy Weather, with Goofus and bass sax solos by Adrian Rollini. His quirky sense of humour led him also to invent a miniature clarinet with a range of about an octave that he called his Hot Fountain Pen. He gives us a beautiful solo on this, on Jovanuti's Blue Fours record of Put and Take. And Take by Jovanuti's Blue Four, with Adrian Rollini on his Hot Fountain Pen to begin with, then back to his bass sax, and then back to the fountain pen right at the very end of the record. In the late summer of 1927, Rollini left the Ramblers and formed a band for the newest New York nightclub called, not surprisingly, the New Yorker Club. In doing so, he collected a really all-star group such as has rarely been seen outside a recording studio. The trumpets were Bix Beiderbecke and Sylvester Hohler. Bill Rank was on trombone. Adrian Rollini and his Rambler colleague Bobby Davis were supported by two ex-Gene Goldkett men, Frank Trumbauer and clarinetist and tenor sax Don Murray. Frank Signorelli played the piano, Chauncey Morehouse was on drums, and with Jovanuti on violin and Eddie Lang on guitar, it looked as if it couldn't miss. But New Yorkers were not very interested in the New Yorker, and after about 6 weeks of indifferent business, it closed its doors. Before this disappointing event, though, the band, without Sylvester Hohler, as no one had told him the session was fixed, made three sides for OK under Frank Trumbauer's name, and two under Chicago band leader Benny Miroff for some peculiar reason. Here's one of the Trumbauers, Crazy Cat. Thank you. Crazy Cat, subtitled A Tone Poem in Slow Rhythm by Adrian Alenia's New Yorkers under the name of Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra, who is also in the band, of course. In a moment, we'll follow Adrian Alenia across the Atlantic.
Spanius Satsuma, it's the juicy one. Peel yourself some goodness, find yourself the sun.
Look out for Spanius Satsumas in your shops. They're arriving every day now, fresh from Spain. They're juicy, easy to peel, and have no pips. The first of Spanius Satsumas, full of vitamin C and Spanish sunshine.
Hello, sunshine!
Hey, excuse me, would you mind paying attention? This isn't an ordinary commercial. I'm going to tell you how you can help youth clubs get money for community projects. Really? It's a plan called Youth in Action. And what's happening is that Colgate Palmolive Limited is making £25,000 available to help youth clubs with community projects. And you can actually vote for the one you think is needed most in this area. The more votes a project gets, the more money it will receive. Which projects? Well, the National Association of Youth Clubs has suggested some. And what you have to do is vote for the one you want. And get your friends to do the same. You can find details and postal voting slips in special packs of Colgate and Ultrabrite toothpaste, fresh soap, Palmolive soap, and Palmolive shaving cream. Or you can vote by phone. The Youth in Action number is 01-622-4347. Youth in Action could mean money for your community. Colgate's money, your action. Call us now, 622-4347.
Hello again from Mardi Gras. Well, after the debacle of the New Yorker, Adrian Alini, Bobby Davis and Sylvester Hola received invitations to play in London at the Savoy Hotel. The first two in the most advanced dance band in England, led by Spanish-American Freddy Lizalde at the piano. They opened at the Savoy on New Year's night, 1928, and soon afterwards began a long series of recordings for Brunswick. One particularly delightful number is Dixie, composed by Alini and named after his wife, to whom it was dedicated.
Thank you.
Freddie Lizalli and his hot music, Dixie. In the middle of April 1928, Adrian Alini received an urgent message from home. His father was dying. Elizalde released him to go to his father's bedside, and a few hours after he arrived, it was all over. Alini was granted a short holiday in New York, in which time he sat in with the Dorsey brothers and their orchestra when they recorded My Melancholy Baby. Most of the trumpet work is by Tommy Dorsey. Alini plays bass sax only.
Until the sun shines through. Smile, my honey dear, while I kiss away each tear, or else I shall be melancholy too.
Dorsey Brothers' fine record of My Melancholy Baby. Well, we'll hear some more from Adrian Alini in just a moment.
Vision Hire are giving it away again. A free £21 colour TV licence when you rent any new 20, 22 or 26-inch colour TV. Choose from a wide range of famous name colour TVs like Philips and Pi, and a free colour TV licence goes with it. Yes, a free £21 colour TV licence is yours at your local Vision Hire branch now. Vision
Hire! Calling all cars. This is Ford Popular. Look, make sure your owner don't buy this month's hot rod and custom UK magazine. Seriously, I just spent this weekend in bits again. Going to be a regular pattern now. Buys hot rod and custom UK, reads it, wanders out to the garage, takes one look at me and it's out with the spanners. Because Hot Rod and Custom tells you all about how to build engines and strip engines and do a decent spray job and turn an ordinary Ford Popular like me into a slick street rod. And all I want to do is get out and cruise. No chance. Hot Rod and Custom's just out, only 50p. And he's just put a new set of ring spanners.
Don't you adore Christmas? I do. The merry sound of carol singers.
Cooking, wakeless, lost, looked out.
The jolly bustle of Christmas shopping. will relax. Heal's Christmas gift market will mean the end of all your Christmas shopping worries. There's 100,000 ways to spend this Christmas, and you'll actually enjoy your Christmas shopping at Heal's Christmas gift market.
Heal's has all of my favourite things.
Heal's, Tottenham Court Road, Guildford and Bromley.
Hello again from Mardi Gras. Returning to London in May 1928, Adrian Alini continued to play and record with the Elizalde Band, and then in February 1929 he was sent back to New York by Elizalde to recruit some extra talent for the band. Alini selected multi-reed man and arranger Max Farley, the Chicago stylist on tenor Fud Livingston, and his own 17-year-old brother Arthur Alini, also a fine tenor sax man. While in New York, Adrian took part in a Brunswick date with Red Nichols' Five Pennies, lending richness to a superb ensemble that recorded, amongst other things, Alice Blue Gown. Blue Gown by Red Nichols' Five Pennies, all ten of them, with Dudley Fosdick on mellophone, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet and alto, Fud Livingston on tenor, Adrian Alini on bass sax. In March 1929, he and his three chosen sax men joined Elizalde in London, took part in a magnificent concert in June, made a film with Pola Negri, and split up. On Christmas Eve, Adrian Alini and his brother arrived home in New York. Adrian's services were at once in demand for all kinds of work, recording with such bands as Leo Reisman's, Burt Lowndes, Ben Selvin's, and Miff Mole's Little Molars. The Little Molars had become a larger group than the original Molars of 1927, and no longer featured Red Nichols as in previous times. The trumpet soloist on this one is Phil Napoleon, with tenor sax by Babe Russin, and some straight, very thoughtful playing by Adrian Alini, who descends the scale very neatly behind Jimmy Dorsey's clarinet solo near the end. Lucky Little Devil.
Thank you.
devil, the whole world is wild about you. That's why I'm so blue, lucky little devil. Lucky little devil, they all want some loving from you, like I surely do, lucky little devil. I worry more and more over your popularity. How can I picture you getting sweet on me? Lucky little devil, your love dreams are bound to come true. I wish mine would too, lucky little devil.
Little Devil, a long-forgotten pop song of 1930 that didn't mean much even then, though composed by the strong team of Mort Dixon and Harry Woods, played by Miff Mole and his Little Molars. Well, in a moment, we'll hear some more of Adrian Lini in Unusual Company.
What hi-fi magazine, what hi-fi?
Buying hi-fi? Only What Hi-Fi magazine gives you a complete guide to what's available every month.
What hi-fi magazine, what hi-fi?
In our special November issue, there are tests and reviews of 50 amplifiers, 6 speakers and 4 cassette decks.
What hi-fi magazine?
Plus our full market guide with vital data and prices on 1,800 other hi-fi products.
What hi-fi magazine, what hi-fi?
40 pence, get it today.
What hi-fi?
My eyes were kind of blah.
I had a case of unfortunate eyes.
My eyes were so dull and lifeless. My dog left me.
In seconds, 2 tiny drops of Eye-Dew give you the most beautiful eyes.
9-9-9. Appearing live at the Lyceum Sunday, November 5th. Tickets from the box office or Chapel's New Bond Street. Their new album, Separates, out now.
Capital record break.
Look out! It's Jenny Dallin!
But I'll be you!
Yeah.
I won't be you! Oh, baby, that's why they call me the Queen of Fools!
Jenny Dallin's new album, Queen of Fools, and her great new single, Heartbreaker!
Heartbreaker, you're a moonbreaker, you're a love taker!
The explosive Jenny Dallin! On DJM Records and Tapes!
Here we are again on Mardi Gras. In the spring of 1930, Adrian Lini was present at a multiracial recording session led by Hal Kemp's trumpet player Jack Purvis, with Louis Russell's trombonist J.C. Higginbottom, Fletcher Henderson's tenor sax man Coleman Hawkins, the New Orleans white pianist Frank Freber, guitarist Will Johnson, also of Louis Russell's band, and an obscure drummer named Charles Kegley. Here's one title they made, Poor Richard.
Thank you.
hang down easy now. Oh, Richard. Careful now, don't draft him. Oh, Richard. Oh, ground choking, there he goes. Oh, Richard. Oh, Richard.
And with poor Richard finally interred, the same or a similar group made five other sides, and these were almost the only chance Adrian Leaney would get to play real jazz for some years. It just wasn't wanted in a land seeking escape from depression in the silky tones of Rudy Valley, Russ Colombo and Bing Crosby. Came 1934, though, and the onset of a new record label in America, Decca. One of the first jazz dates on American Decca was under Adrian Leaney's direction. It featured trombonist Jack Teagarden and clarinetist Benny Goodman, and recalled happier times a decade earlier with Riverboat Shuffle. Adrian Rollini and his orchestra, Riverboat Shuffle, in 1934. In a moment, I'll play a couple more sides of Adrian Rollini, rather unusual ones.
From Bosch, the spark plug with the spark of life. Life to millions of cars all over the world. Bosch, performance. Bosch, reliability. Top car makers fit Bosch because there is no better plug anywhere. Bosch spark plugs are made for every car. Always specify Bosch, the spark plug with the spark of life.
This is a recorded message from Dialer Desk headquarters, and I'm here to tell you exactly, with no possible margin of error, which of the 20 top 30 hits they're playing this week you'll be able to hear today. Okay then, here we go. Today's hot hits on Dialer Disc will be, 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 Dialer Disc will be.
Now look, there's only one way to find out what's on Dialer Disc. It's available in most areas now. So look for the number in your phone book and ring it up yourself.
Spanius Satsuma, it's the juicy one. Peel yourself some goodness, find yourself the sun.
Look out for Spanius Satsumas in your shops. They're arriving every day now, fresh from Spain. They're juicy, easy to peel, and have no pips. The first of Spania Satsumas, full of vitamin C and Spanish sunshine.
Hello, sunshine!
Hello again from Mardi Gras. Adrian Nolini was beginning to play bass sax less and less now by the middle 30s, having begun to feature the vibraphone while with Burt Lowne 5 years before. In his own nightclub, Adrian's Tap Room, he had a trio of himself on vibes with guitar and bass. They recorded some charming music like this by the leader himself, Vibrolini. Vibrolini by the Adrian Nolini Trio in 1936. On a broadcast on October the 21st that year, however, the full band was heard in the tap room playing Tap Room Swing. By a miracle, it was recorded privately for Adrian, and I now possess the original. Here it is. Through the the warring 40s, Adrian Rollini continued to play with his trio in various cities in America, retiring in 1950 to open and run a hotel in Florida. On May the 15th, 1956, he died there of complications following pneumonia, and the jazz world lost a great man. Next week being bonfire night, I think I'll play you some suitably hot music you might not have heard for a long time, if at all. Till then, this is Brian Rust wishing you all good night from Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz.